Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, the understandings, tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and also having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, let's get into it. This is episode 11, 5 ways to make a success out of failure. Okay, number one. Well, all right then, hands up, I surrender. I've actually fibbed, all right, because I personally don't believe that we ever fail in life. But what I do believe is we can, of course, create the hard way, all right? Bit like what Edison said, who was a contemporary of Tesla's. I haven't failed. I've just learned 100 ways not to do it. Sadly, Edison was not as gifted as Tesla, who created everything in his heart and his consciousness, tested it there, and invariably got rid of all the bugs and then created it in the practical. So, basically, I don't believe there is any failure for us, but of course, we need to understand our creative alignment so that we can make that process and the experience of what we truly want a success and refine and eliminate, shall we say, or dissolve the issues of struggle or what has hampered us in the past. So, number one, no failures, but yes, of course, there are issues with having a habit of struggling, which can cause repeat issues with things not improving. Okay, number two. Well, if you're going to understand success and the cycle of what it takes to be successful, then you need to understand a little bit of 101 creativity. So the most important thing with your creativity is your heart-mind alignment. Now, I talk about this pretty much every episode because I do believe it is the go-to for all of us as an understanding of how to develop our unique potential. So what do I mean by heart-mind alignment? Well, forgive me if I'm repeating myself for people who've listened to other episodes, but your mind is what is responsible for doing the logistics of life, focusing the energy into form, being in budget, on time, and navigating practically around the physical experience in our life. But the mind has only questions, all right? It's always asking questions. How much is this? How am I going to do that? What's happening here? All right? But it's the heart that actually is creative HQ. It's the go-to that is connected infinitely to the energy, the consciousness, the innovation, the imagination that we all require to be able to create the success. All right, so the two major aspects in your creativity that you require are to go to your heart for the answers. So if you've got a vision, you've got a sketch of what you'd like to achieve, then it's to be in your heart and to get in alignment with that beautiful, endless flow of energy and to see it moving into that unfolding imagination or unfolding sketch of what you want to create and make a success of. Now, this is what Tesla spent a huge amount of his life immersed in, was his heartfelt connection. So he would have perhaps referred to it as the universal energy or his consciousness, but he did always talk about that you needed time with yourself in order to discover the miracles and magic of creativity. So look to your heart-mind alignment. And of course, when the heart is created, the mind then administrates. All right. So to refine and to create, shall we say, successfully after having not perhaps had the best trip, then it's definitely to look at how much is your heart and mind aligned. Okay. Are you projecting into the future? Are you trying to create answers in your head when you need to go to your heart and energize answers? Get in that unique and perfect connection that is naturally yours, and then fuel and download what's going to be the ongoing creative momentum and energy behind understanding how to make it a success. Okay, so number three, if you have had, not so pleasant creative experience, it's not been a success, then one of the most important ways to get past that particular judgment is, number one, not to go into your mind, meet up with the limited self who hangs out inside the cube in your head, and then start blaming, judging, doing endless postmortems about how badly or how much you failed or what went wrong. Now, the reason for this is when you do that, if you have that sort of inner critic discussion and start beating yourself up, then what you're creating is literally blocks in your energy flow, all right? Because you're resisting the ability to let go of that experience and replace it with something that's going to be a lot more enjoyable. So blame games with ourselves and within ourselves are really quite common, and they are one of the biggest things that actually, potentially, because we focus on those thoughts rather than the alternatives and the next step to improve our creative process. So we focus on the stuff that didn't work, and as a result, we get more of the same. So we're sending the message to the universe, which doesn't judge us. It just says, what are your thoughts? And then we go in our hearts and we're creating. So we energize those thoughts, all right? Or we energize the answers to those questions. But the thing is, if we're energizing, as I said, all the past failure aspects, all the criticism of that failure, then the universe is highly likely to give us more failure. Not because the universe wants to judge us and say you're not very good, simply because we are choosing with our free will to focus on the thoughts that actually don't help. So what I will say is, if you do want to turn failure into success, it's definitely about establishing a peace with yourself. All right, not getting into your mind, getting in with the limited self and finding a lot of reasons to beat yourself up about what didn't happen, about how angry you are, justifications, how it coulda, shoulda, woulda been. All right, just let that mind loop, let that mind cul-de-sac, all right, ambush from your limited self. Just choose differently and don't partake, all right? Also, blame games can create polarities in our creative unity, as it were. See them as kind of like statistical outliers. So if you see the standard bell curve distribution, the majority of the energy being in the center or around the center of ourselves, the outliers can cause really big spikes, all right? So they're polarized, they're way out of balance, and they can be very destructive to our creativity because they take a huge amount of energy to get them back into balance. So if you're very polarized within yourself and beating yourself up, then you think that you're scattering yourself really far outside of your balance point, but that part of you has got to come back sometime. So the key is, don't start the blame game in the first place. I'm not suggesting that you don't make a list of alternatives and the way you want to change, the way you want to transform the process or the creativity that you've been undergoing. That's self-loving. That's productive, that's energizing new ways in order to create your success. But don't hang on to what was, all right? Allow it to dissolve in the past, don't energize it, be self-responsible by responding to your new cycle of creativity. Okay. Now, number four, a lot of people can find themselves struggling to be successful because they're either hanging out in the future or they're living in the past. And creative alignment needs for us to focus our energy about a natural balance point. All right. Now, if we can do that, then as we know, that element of the administration, the form, the organizing, the mind, all right, is going to be overlapping very successfully with the heart center. So we're going to have the answers from the heart center about the creative initiatives, alternatives, and ways to go about it. And we've got the mind there going, I'm ready, I can administrate it. Now, the issue is when we live in the future too much, we're projecting, oh, it'll get better tomorrow, and we're actually not residing in the now, then a lot of the energy that we would be using for that overlap gets wasted. It kind of sloshes around, but it doesn't actually go into focusing in the forms or the answers that we require. So if you're living in the future, you're living in your head, and you're projecting into a future that unfortunately hasn't been born in order to bring you your form, to bring you your success in the practical. So it's very important not to live in the future, okay? Yes, the vision of self, that is of course extremely important, but that vision resides in your heart, not in a mental projection of what you'd love things to be, which can become a polarized fantasy that literally can't receive any energy to make a difference. Okay? Now, the other thing that we do hang out in is the past, all right? We think about, oh God, what happened last time? So we can keep that sort of failure loop in our energy going because we're constantly making reference to how things went in the past. So the key to this element of alignment is to be now as much as you can. So now can be just as practical as writing lists and fulfilling what you want within your creative day and within your creative campaign for whatever it is. It can also be being, so spending the time in contemplation, spending the time downloading the foundation and the alternatives and the answers that you require to make your project a success. So it's a combination of both, and now is definitely the most efficient point to focus your energy to turn a failure or a perceived failure into success. Okay, so as we know, in life, a lot of people can go, oh, I know, I'm so excited about the gap in the market and this product's going to be fab. But actually, they might not have asked themselves, is there a market in the gap, for example? All right, so there needs to be that balance between what is inspiration, what is in the future, what's exciting, and actually, is there really a reality there? Are you listening to the now of how that's going to come into being? Okay. So my last point is number five, the phoenix effect. So just like a phoenix rebirthing from the ashes, we could use that symbolism for failure, because we do need to understand that failure is just an ending that we require before we start a new beginning. So the phoenix, I like it as a creative symbol of the power of our own natural creative connection. And so I strongly recommend to clients that if you are looking to dissolve failure and its impact, that you literally write a list of everything that didn't work, what you're angry about, all of those aspects, and then burn it, okay? So you're burning it because you're purifying and you're releasing it all. And then write a list about all the qualities that you want in your next creative new beginning. So you might say, I want it to be prosperous. I want it to be self-loving. I want to gain the perfect investment. Whatever it is, write it down to make your new beginning and turn failure into success. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you again at episode 12. Thank you very much.